Hello out there, near and far, yoga buddies. Whether you are just taking your first class with us or you've been taking them regularly, we're really glad to have you with us. As you probably are aware on some level, this yoga is medicine. It is so many people's preventive, curative care for a long list of issues, mental, physical, etc. And at the same time, it is, you know, as popular as, in quotation marks, yoga is these days, this medicine, this Bikram yoga practice, is really not recognized by our healing systems, our medical systems. I know that some individuals know about it, some physicians know about it, but generally speaking, it is really not legitimized, you know, by insurance, by any sort of sustainable economic foundation that most other things we call medicine have behind them. So with that in your mind, as you take these classes, if you could please consider just being part of supporting this practice to help it be available. I do not know if it will ever be legitimized. I'm not waiting, not holding my breath, for this to be part of our medical system. It's very different philosophically from so much of it. So if you have some ability to help us keep going, it is super, super helpful and greatly appreciated by not only everyone who practices these classes online, but our whole yoga community here in Michigan. Access to the yoga room and instruction and this wonderful community of people. So the easiest way to do that is by going to the Patreon page that we have started, a wonderful group of supporters there. It is patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. There are all kinds of levels. You can basically choose your monthly amount starting at $5. Monthly, the $19 amount gives you some stickers that will get sent to you, all very inspirational, designed by us and related to this yoga practice. patreon.com/bikramyoga. And if you're interested in learning more about our school here, you can visit our main website, www.byca.yoga. BYCA.yoga. Have a wonderful, wonderful practice. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to your next yoga practice. This class is a little over 75 minutes. We had some technical glitches at the beginning, or you could call human error, human user error on my part. So we shortened class a little bit. We're doing all 26 postures, two sets of most, one set of some. So just follow along. It'll feel absolutely wonderful. So start with your feet together for pranayama, deep breathing. Stand nice and tall. This is a great clearing exercise. It's wonderful for the whole breathing passageway, okay? The nose, the throat, but also, you know, deeper in the body. I just let in another Sue. I'm not sure if that's on purpose or not, Sue. Okay, anyway, let's do the breathing exercise, everyone. Feet together, toes and heels touch, hands underneath the chin. So if you need to stop and clear the throat, blow the nose, or, you know, swallow, just take a break if you need. Take care of it so then you can have that passageway clear, all right? So stand up nice and tall, knuckles and chin together. Begin again. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Halfway, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1. Chest up, 2. Push the chin, 3. Slowly back, 4, 5. Look for the back wall. 6. Elbows together. Again, please inhale by the throat. Bring in the same amount of air per count. Just do your best. Keep it smooth. Full lungs. Exhale, breathing head up, mouth open. Both directions you're breathing by the throat. The control of air is by the throat. Nose and mouth are just passageways. Inhale, breathing. Great, Carolyn. Suck in your stomach. Lift and expand the rib cage. Visible in the mirror at the end of the inhale. You'll see it. Looks great, Kevin. Exhale, breathing head up. Push the chin back. Hips squeeze a little forward, upper inner thighs squeeze together, elbows come together. Good. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Halfway, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1. Chest up, 2, 3. Shoulders relax, 4. Keep the chest lifted, 5. Elbows touch on 6. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Now keep the maximum body weight on the heels, inner thighs pressing together, stomach in. Exhale, breathing. Breastbone lifts up. Keep inner thighs squeezing together. Hips a little forward, but no back bending, please, other than the neck. Inhale, breathing, head down. Everything moves together, the head coming down, elbows lifting, and the inhale, all three things. Exhale, breathing. Very nice, Michelle. Good lifting. Now keep everybody the chest up, chest up, chest up. Inhale, head down again. Squeeze the ankle bones together. Keep the body weight to the heels, lower body nice and steady, very strong. Exhale, breathing. So good. Keep the chest lifted and the lower body solid so the shoulders and neck can move and relax. Two more. Inhale, breathing, head down. So suck in the abdomen, lower abdomen. Let the rib cage move and expand freely to both sides. Exhale, breathing, head up. Great sound, you guys. Push the chin with the fingers. Shoulders relax all the way. Last one. Go ahead. Inhale, breathing, head down. You can go more. Breathe in more. Breathe in more when you're done with it. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. And as you get to the end of the exhale, push out the air. Use your extra strength of exhalation. Elbows come together. Change. Arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Okay. Half moon pose with hands to feet pose. Keep your mind on the breathing in and out by the nose. Keep your mind on the words and on the body. Right? The body actions, the sensations from the body. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own. Back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. Squeeze the palms and reach, straightening the elbows, pulling on the whole arm with your grip and with your willpower. I'm going to touch the ceiling. Okay, you can imagine it. When you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, arms and ears together, no gap between arm, biceps, and ears, no gap between hands, palms up to the wrists. Much improved grip, Julie. Now lean back so the body weight's on the heels, hips a little forward, stomach in. One more deep breath in. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. Good hips, Kevin, already. Push your hips immediately to the left side of the room. Good start, Sue, without bending the elbows. And without bending the knees. Push the hips off center to the left to create a stretch, bones to the skin, all over, inside out. Keep the body weight all the way back to the heels, inner thighs squeezed together. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach. Now squeeze the palms, pull the upper body over to the right side a little bit, creating that stretch all the way out to the fingertips. All right, we are leaving nothing out in the yoga practice. As you come down, make sure the left hip stays forward to keep both hips in one line. Bring the right chest, shoulder, armpit forward, opening up the chest. Top armpit can roll back a little bit. Come down, push, stomach, and reach to the right side. Hold it. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Arms and ears together, chin up a little bit, neck visible in the mirror. Lean back so the body weight's on the heels. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Side bend to the left a little bit. Push your hips to the right. We are immediately starting deeply in the body. So the structure of the spine from there all the way out to the skin, all the organs of the digestive system, all of the endocrine glands, those get pressure and stretch just as importantly. And in some ways, you could say more importantly than the muscle stretch, but it all moves together. So you're going to get everything compressing a little bit on the left side and stretching a little bit on the right. Push your hips off center to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels. Inner thighs pressing together. Keep the chin lifted a little bit, neck visible in the mirror. As you come down more, that's good with the hips, Carolyn. Keep both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. The top right armpit can roll back. Bottom left armpit can roll forward. There you go. Come down, push hips to the right, reach over to the left. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath in. Relax the face. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the floor behind you. So look as far back as possible. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Squeeze the hands, palms together, breathing smoothly. Bring your arms back a little bit more so you can push the upper body back. Now take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward, please. Stomach forward. Thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Now arms back, reach back, go back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. You can reach out, try to touch the mirror wall in front of you on the way down. Suck in the lower abdomen, then separate your hands onto the floor. Move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left knee, then right, then left. All right, now you can reach around, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, touch your face on the legs below the knees. Eyes open, roll forward, and then you hold it. So you're creating a stretch all over underneath the backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Pull on the heels, slowly, gently push the knees back. Stretch the upper body down towards the floor so the top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Now when you exhale, push the fingernails or first knuckles down into the floor. Base of the big toes presses down. The top of the head gets closer to the feet. Pull on the heels one more time. Push the knees back. Lock the knees. Change again. Please bring the hands back together in front. Interlace grip. Come up again. Arms and head together. At the top, inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. And gently arms down by your side. Stand tall. Breathing in and out by the nose. The arms can just be nice and loose, hanging, relaxed after each posture. That second set, half moon pose with hands to feet. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit. Nice alignment, Michelle. Inhale, stomach and stretch up and over to the right. Begin, please push your hips to the left. Squeeze the upper legs in towards each other. Belly button sucks in towards the lower spine. Breastbone lifts up towards the ceiling. Strengthening the muscles of uprightness, okay, or we call it good posture, but it's so deep and so intricate. This good posture benefits your gait, benefits the abdominal organs and pelvis, the structure of the spine, and also the breathing. So however far you stretch over to the right, that's great too, but keep the lift of the chest, weight on the heels, come down five, squeeze palms and reach four, three, reach over to the right side two, come down, hips to the left side one. Looks wonderful. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right. There's this whole thing right now about functional movement and functional strength, and that's great. I mean, it's so amazing, and we've been doing it in these postures for a long time. So keep the body weight to the heels. So these functions I'm speaking of, how to keep the, you know, everything lifted above the pelvis, that helps the knees too, by the way. When you strengthen upward, even at the abdomen and spine, this takes pressure off the lower body joints over the long run. Squeeze palms and reach over to the left. Left armpit a little bit forward. Right shoulder rolls back for five. Come down and push. Four, three. Nice smooth inhale. Two, reach over to the left side. One. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle. Backward bending in certain ways is tremendous breathing exercise. Take a deep breath, drop your head back. It's many things. One of the things is a breathing exercise. So breathe smoothly, bring your arms back now, way back, go back, without losing concentration on the smooth inhale and smooth exhale. Squeeze the hands, palms, push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae there in a back bend. Now take a nice deep breath. On the exhale, push your hips, stomach, and thighs forward. Lower body forward, upper body back, reach back, way back, go and touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Carolyn, Kevin, great back bends. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, bend the knees if needed, hands on the floor in front of you. If you need to, if the lower back is catching or tensing up, hands on the thighs temporarily is fine. If you need the warm up again, begin right, left with the knees. Suck in your stomach, please, and reach around as soon as you can. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other. Side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. You can also squeeze the elbows in towards each other a little bit once you get them behind the legs. And this will help you keep the upper body pressing on the legs. Pull on the heels. And by pulling on the heels, I mean push your elbows towards the back wall. In order to not hunch the shoulders, all right, elbows squeezing towards each other a little bit and fingernails pressing to the floor will help you not use the shoulder. So we're trying to use body parts effectively, efficiently, and appropriately. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, and then you just hold in stillness, breathing smoothly at whatever depth you are at right now. Change again. Bring the hands back together in front of you. Interlace grip and come up. Wonderful. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your side. Just let the arms be loose. Chest up, stomach in. Awkward pose. We're going to do one set of. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up in front of you. Kirsten, you happy about the one set of awkward? It looks like. All right, go all the way up on the tiptoes. It's okay. Suck in your stomach. Oh, sorry. Exhale, breathing, stomach in, sit down. First part, no tiptoes. Keep your feet flat. I was happy with Kirsten enjoying. Oh, we're only going to do one set of the second part, right? That's where my brain went. Anyway, right now, feet are flat. Keep 6 inches between the big toes, 6 inches between the heels, between the knees, and between the hands. Part B of only one set, we're going to hold it a little bit longer. Lift your chest up, lean the upper body back, stretch forward, but you don't want to do too much. You want to be able to sustain stillness in the posture. Good, inhale, breathing, come up. All right, go all the way up on the tiptoes. We're going to do 15 counts, okay? So take care of your breathing, most of all, so that you can sustain a little bit of leg shaking. It's normal. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, sit down for 15 counts, heels up 14. 13, push big toes down, 12, heels up, 11, you can do it, 10, take a deep breath, 9, 8, 7, arms locked, 6, 5, super high heels, 4, push big toes down, 3, chest up, stomach in, 2, sitting in the chair, 1, inhale, come up, very nice, Michelle, feet flat, third part, come up just a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together, now stretch your spine up towards the ceiling on an inhale, slowly sit down, your own count of 10 in your mind is fine. Especially at the sort of weak point where the body doesn't want to be controlled so much, you can try to slow it down a little bit. The weak points or the challenged points or the tense points of our systems will be revealed quite quickly, instantaneously when you try something, right? The yoga postures reveal these situations with the body, but at the exact same moment they are revealed, they start to transform, all right? Some tension leaves, some strength is built, some healing happens. So you don't have to worry about how well the posture goes. Just recognize and try the best of your ability. Inhale, breathing, slowly come back up. Spine straight up and down, leaning against the wall all the way up. Looks wonderful. Okay, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your side. Stand tall, arms relaxed, breathing by the nose. Eagle posture, we'll do both sets of. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Please sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down low with the knees and hips. Right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out, you can sit down a little lower. Keep the body weight slightly to the heel when you do. Now pull the elbows straight down towards the belly button so you can watch the shoulders come down. And then upper body back, please. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing the left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands or reach for them or grab the shoulders. Pull the elbows down as much as they'll go. Sit down in the chair, feet flat, body weight on the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there with the lower body. Left leg over the right leg. Now, in the first part of awkward pose, if you remember, that first one, the feet are flat, you get the hips and pelvis all the way back behind you. So you want to do that here in eagle posture. The upper body will naturally come forward. So you can try to bring the hips back, weight on the heels, sit down. Later, you bring the upper body back, but you want to get the hips down to your limit. Hold it right there, twisting arms and legs like ropes. Nice one, Sue. Change again. Come up, feet together. Second set, inhale, arms over the head, right arm underneath the left arm, cross and grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend the knees, sit down, weight on the heel. Second set, right arm under, that's okay. Sit down as low as you can, upper body back, right leg. Lift up as high as possible, cross at the thighs, as high as you can on the thighs. And if you want to try to sort of let the lower body initially, Kirsten, go to your left so that foot can go around and point towards where it's going to go behind Achilles tendon area, and then, there you go, and then bring the knees back to the right. Push hands, palms together, straightening out the wrists, hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. Change again, come up, that's great. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, pull the elbows down, stomach in, go ahead, sit down. First, right here, the setup is important. Sit as low as you can with your butt sticking all the way out. Yes, sit as low as you can with your butt sticking all the way out. Stay there with the lower body, upper body, lift up a little. Now left leg, lift up. Try to keep the lower body, right leg in the same spot. Or eventually you sit down lower. And you can bring that left leg over, let the lower body initially go to the right a little bit so you can point the toes around where you're trying to get them, and then push the top knee back to the left to line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. Sit down more, getting the pressure bones to the skin at legs and arms gives tremendous benefit to the circulatory systems. Good change again. Come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Okay, little water break if you need it. Blood is not the only fluid in the body. That's why I'm saying circulatory systems. The other main fluid I'm talking about is lymph and the, interstitial. That's the stuff between all of the layers of connective tissue. That's where a lot of inflammation occurs. They just called it officially the interstitium, all that fascia. There's so many layers that allow us to move, and they, in a lot of cases, need to slide and freely move, and sometimes they get stuck either because of adherence of tissue or inflammation. There's not a good fluid movement. So we're dealing with both of those things in this class, in part because of the stillness, in part because of the sweat that happens and the pressure. All these things help with maybe adherences of tissue, like scar tissue, but also help with that removal of fluid if it's inappropriately stuck somewhere. So mobility is not just, oh, my muscles aren't so tight, right? That's not the whole picture of better movement. Anyway, that's part of it. Standing head to knee pose. Happy Thanksgiving, one set only. Pick up the right foot in front of you. Round your spine, grab the right foot. But make it count mentally, okay? This is my one chance to do standing head to knee pose. It doesn't mean you have to go super far. You don't have to muscle your way into it, but be 100% persistent with your concentration on the breathing, on the standing leg. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over the left foot, whole left leg locked. On the inhale, right leg lift up and slowly, gently stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Take a nice smooth inhale, please. Kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there, then suck in your stomach, round the spine, bring your elbows down. Contract top of the right thigh in your mind. It's lifting so the shoulders and face can relax. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. Slowly come up, head comes up, arms straighten, right thigh still contracting, then bend the right knee, feet together. All right, left one, left side. Take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach, pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Get a grip that you can maintain, all right? Thumbs under the foot. The thumbs don't have to cross if you can't reach, but just interlace the fingers to some extent. This will help keep the shoulders, neck, and upper spine as even as possible. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over the right foot. Inhale, breathing. Left leg, slow motion. Lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, not too high and not too low. Take a nice deep breath, kick the heel forward. Now, in order to relax the shoulders, keep the top of the left thigh contracted, and then you can bend the elbows down. So more and more strength is going to transfer to the top of the left thigh and left front of the hip as you round the spine. And then once elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, left thigh contracted and lifted, touch your forehead on the knee. Now keep the left thigh contracted, so to come out of it, head up, keep the thigh contracted, arms straight, keep the thigh contracted. Good. And then feet together. Nice concentration, everybody. You can change all the way. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Standing bow pulling posture, we'll do both sets. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Bring the left arm all the way up in front of you, palm facing the mirror, knees together if possible. All right, now already you can let the right shoulder go back. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Immediately the left arm can come down. kick the right leg back and push the back of the right shoulder back with the kick. It will help the kick, and the kick will help the right shoulder go back. In time, you will have two shoulders in one line. In other words, right shoulder invisible from the front view. It is entirely blocked by the left arm. Now, stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Kick back and up a little more so one day you see the foot in the mirror, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Keep the standing leg locked, left thigh muscles contracted, and your chin up just a little bit. Eyes level, parallel to the floor. That's it, Kirsten. Now, keeping the standing leg locked, come down more and more until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Make sure that you stretch forward and kick up equally, simultaneously, and really as one thought. The stretch means kick. The kick means stretch. Kicking and stretching, one action. Come down, kick, stretch forward, kick, take a deep breath, kick up a little more. Change, everybody. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Bring the right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror. Ideally, knees touching each other, but don't force the knee. Just try. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Keep your chin up and begin. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. At the same time, left shoulder, back of the left shoulder, push back. Kick the left knee and foot back. Then I want you to kick straight up towards the ceiling. Great kicking, Kevin. Good. Kicking and stretching equal. Turn and twist the upper body. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Now, ideally, there's so much effort charging forward that you almost fall forward when you're in the posture. I want so much energy going forward. What will happen is when you almost fall forward, it will force you to kick up a little bit more. So stretch forward until you almost go forward, then kick. Body down and kick until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. A few more counts. Stretch and kick equally as one thing. Stretch, kick, one more. Inhale, stretch, kick. Great, change again. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Any questions on standing bow pulling? All right, second set. Right hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. Left arm all the way up. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Twist the upper body, kick and stretch for 20 counts. Look straight ahead, 19. You can bring the arm down, 18, 17. Keep the eyes level, 16, not tilted, 15. 14, fingertips reach to the mirror, 13, that's it, 12, go and touch it, 11, take a deep breath, 10, very nice, 9, standing leg locked, 8, go and touch the mirror, 7, left thigh contract, 6, lift up the kneecap, 5, 4, that's it, Carolyn, 3, let the upper body turn and twist, 2, stretch and kick equally, 1, okay, change again. Just sprinkle in one more detail, yeah, all right. Left hand up in front of you. Last one. Turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Bring the right arm up. Knees together. Inhale. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Swipe the left thigh back along the right for 20 counts. Look forward. 19. Keep your chin up. 18. Eyes level. 17. Not turning the head. 16. Look straight ahead. 15. Try again. 14. Right thigh contracts. 13. 12, take a deep breath, 11, push the fingertips, 10, closer to the mirror, 9, just a tiny bit, 8, now kick straight up, Julie, 7, that looks great, 6, keep going straight up, 5, left knee up, 4, go and touch the mirror, 3, left thigh squeezes up towards the ceiling, 1, yes, I could see that kick. When you are finished, put the feet together, arms down by your sides. Balancing stick. You can step to the back of the mat, feet together. We'll do one set of balancing stick. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot. Bring the left leg off the floor, toes pointed. Inhale, stretch up once more. Come down, bring the upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Bring the body down. That's it, Michelle. Squeeze palms, reach forward, go forward, body weight a little more to the base of the toes, stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms with your ears. Take a deep breath, stand on the left foot. Right toes off the floor behind you. Inhale, stomach in, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, then come down, upper body down, right leg up. Bring the whole chest rib cage down without the arms dropping. So squeeze arm biceps into the ears. Squeeze hands, palms, reach forward. You can bring the head down, Julie, a little bit so the neck is straight. There you go. Now reach forward, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch. Inhale, come up. That's right. feet together, arms down by your sides. So a visual for you, I did say we were only going to do one set, but a visual for you is when you start the posture, if you can see where my head, neck, and upper back and arms are, nothing's going to change there. When I bring the body down into balancing stick, I'm going to try to keep it solid. Okay, so I don't want the head to come up. I don't want the arms to drop. Okay, now this is hard. This is going to demand you use the upper back and arms a little bit better. But you can try for that sensation and shape. Okay? It's fine that you guys were trying it. Yeah, totally good. Okay, we're going to do standing separate leg stretching next. Go ahead and step to the side when you're done. If you want to play with that for a second, that's fine. Feet together on the side of the mat, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. Keep the heels in one line, feet straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs, stomach, and stretch up on an inhale, then slowly bring the upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Push the face towards the mirror, collarbones towards the mirror, looking forward for as long as you can. Keep the legs locked from start to finish. When you can't bring the body down anymore, bring your hands down. Eventually grabbing the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't grab the outside of the heels, grab outsides of the feet or underneath the toes even, or some people start with hands on the floor in front of you, but once you have a grip underneath any part of the foot, I want you to push the fingernails or first knuckles into the floor to help stretch the spine down. Elbows can bend, especially once you have the heels. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Whole back side of the body stretches, but ideally it's an even stretch. If you feel super stretch at one sharp point, back off a little there. Try to stretch another body part. Flatten out the upper back, stretch the whole spine down. One day the head will touch the floor right between the feet. To change, bring your head up and arms out, and then stand up slowly. Torso comes up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. We're going to go into triangle pose, two sets. Start with the feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward as much as you can. Arms slide back. Inhale, lift your chest up. Turn the right foot out without moving the heel. Keep the heel planted. Try it. Bend your right knee. You will get better at it, but only if you try it. Bend the right knee, sit down. Spine straight in the middle, arms back. Great setup, Julie. Arms back again, inhale, and begin. Tilt the upper body. Looks good, Kevin. Tilt the upper body over to the right, right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push the right knee towards the back wall so you're aiming between the big toe and second toe with straight fingers, palm, and wrist. Top arm stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bring the chin to the left shoulder. So the back of the head, ponytail part of the head, sweeps around over the bottom shoulder. Now when you inhale, upper body up, push the right foot firmly down, sit down a little more, left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Right toes turn straight ahead. We set it up every single time. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back, lift the chest. Now keep the left heel planted, try to pick up the left toes without scooting the heel. Okay, bend the left knee. The right toes can turn in a little bit. Just let them go where they need to. Okay, arms back, stomach, and take a deep breath. Begin. Tilt the upper body to the left. Left arm on the inside of the left knee. Keep your right leg locked. Right outer hip, butt cheek, thigh contracted. That body part is going to lower. That's it, Julie. Hips coming down. Exactly. The upper body, though, stays lifted, hoisted, strong, up away from the left thigh. So you have a big gap triangle between left thigh and left rib cage. Now try to bring the ponytail over the bottom shoulder. That's it, Carolyn. Exactly. You can bring the whole left chest, shoulder forward towards the mirror. Exactly. Stretch up and down equally. Sit down. Try to touch your toes. Inhale. Come up. Stop in the middle. Julie, that's a great sitting down in triangle. Feet straight ahead. Inhale. Arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Carolyn, that twist was awesome. Do we have any birthdays today? Okay. Do you know what today is? Oh, it would be your dad's birthday. Oh, happy birthday to your dad. He was still born today. It's still his birthday. Oh. Oh, it's my favorite. I love carrot cake. Michelle said they're having carrot cake. Okay. It's also the birthday of my 7th, 8th, and 9th grade crush. I still remember that. You know, the adolescent brain. I think I still remember the phone number of this individual. I know. That's how fixated. Isn't that fun? All right, second set triangle. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Don't worry, I'm over it, but it's still there. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Go ahead, bend the knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Arms back. Go ahead into the posture. Now you can flip the palms and turn your head first if you wish to emphasize the neck spine twist. And sometimes we practice it that way. Great, Julie. Top arm stretches up. Looks wonderful sitting down, Kevin. Now stretch the ends of the fingers in opposite directions. Top hand fingertips up, bottom hand fingertips down. Stay here. Take a few deep breaths. That's it, Angela. Upper body lift up, rib cage lift up, right foot push down, left leg locked. Inhale, come up. That's wonderful. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Inhale, push the hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Turn the left foot without moving the heel. Try it. Just try to keep picking it up. Those muscles are really difficult to get to. Bend the left knee. Sit down. Right leg locked. Now you can flip the palms, chin to the right shoulder to emphasize the neck. Spine twist and go ahead into the posture. You got it. Two arms in one line from the front view. So if you ever peek in the mirror, you want the arms in one line from the front view. And also from the side view, which I know you can't see, but you can imagine it. Left arm is pushing the left knee back, right arm stretching straight up. Bring the ponytail over bottom shoulder. Keep the right leg locked. Right foot flat, turn and twist the upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, left toes turn straight ahead. Very nice. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down. Let the shoulders relax, hands relax. Wonderful. One set of standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed, right foot step over the mat. Nice big step. Plan on stepping as wide as triangle. Okay, lift up both sets of toes, turn on the heels. You'll need to use the whole body to do that. And turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward a few times. Good hips in one line, Sue, to get everything lined up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, then you go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee by forward bending, then bend the knee up a little bit, but please don't give up on the forward bend. Maintain the chin to the chest. Maintain stomach in. And you can push your fingertips into the floor to help the spine round. But then please bend the right knee a little bit. Your goal is to get the head higher on the leg, not lower. So let's say the forehead gets down towards the shin. Push the fingertips into the floor. Try to scoop the head up closer to the knee so that you get the maximum rounding of the spine. This will also give you the maximum stretch of the kidneys and adrenal gland, maximum compression of the pancreas and thyroid and parathyroid tissues. Lock the front leg a couple of times. You're doing great. Trying hard over there. Take your time standing up. Try to keep the left hip forward as you get out of it. Once you're up, turn, face the mirror. And on the second part of the turn, try to turn on the heels again. Lift up the toes, stretch up, and turn back foot in 45 degrees, right hip. Bring it forward a few times more. Even more at the hip, Kirsten. Less with the shoulder, but think right pelvis forward, right thigh forward. Inhale, stretch up. Go ahead, try again. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. A little more body weight, please, on the front foot throughout the posture from start to finish. Round the spine as much as you can. If the forehead does not go exactly to the knee, bend the knee, the front knee, a little bit. Doesn't have to bend a lot necessarily. And push the fingertips into the floor so you can feel the forward bend. That looks fine, Angela, of the whole spine, lower spine, middle spine, and neck. Breathe as smoothly as you can. Maximum compression of the throat. Hold it right there. Now try to balance. Squeeze upper legs together. Press the feet down. Nice posture, Kevin. Slowly come up. Very good balance. Keep the right hip forward as you get out of it. Then turn, face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot and arms down by your sides. All right. Tree pose is next. Please step back to the mat where you started the class. Toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up at the front ankle and then grab underneath at the toes, palm facing up with the left hand. In other words, bring the heel to the top of your left thigh. That's great placement, Kirsten, with heel and thigh. And left elbow can stay bent. Let the right knee go down as gently as you need to, but as much as you can. And at the same time, right outer glute squeezes and pushes forward so that front part of the hip joint opens and stretches a little bit with the thigh rotated outward. This is really wonderful, not only for the structure of the pelvis and the hip joint, but for the leg nerves, the nerves that leave the very low spine and go down the legs. Doing this action is wonderful for those nerves. Now suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine up towards the ceiling. You can bring the right hand up first on this side. And if the foot doesn't slip, then the left hand can come up. But feel free to hold on to the foot for longer so that the heel stays up at the top of your thigh. Take your time, breathing normally. So good. Change again. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as possible on the right thigh. I really love and enjoy the seeming contradictions of you can go as slowly as you need to. Okay. I mean, you can move so slowly in this class, especially in a time of injury. Go ahead. Left knee down. Left glute squeezes forward. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Right leg locked. But at the same time, there's no time at all. It is so fast. The type of use of the mind. You instantly pay attention to the inhale right now. There's nothing that needs to delay that attention, and you realize that over time. There's nothing that is going to get in my way or slow me down with the attention on the breathing and just your best attempt at paying attention to the posture technique. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Hands can come up left and then right, or hold the foot if needed. Nice stretching up, Michelle. Yes, you got it. Okay, change again. Left foot down, arms down. I'm so glad you're back in the hot room. I'm so glad you're back. Oh, so good. Okay, toe stand. It's like you never left. You know. Okay, toe stand. Start in tree pose, please. Right heel to the top of the left thigh. It was just a little gap, Michelle. You know, just a little gap in time, but now it's like it didn't even happen. Okay, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight or with a very slight bend, until you can touch the floor. Now, if you need to hold the foot, for example, but you want to come forward a little bit, feel free to hold on to the foot with the left hand and bring the right arm out in front of you and reach a little bit just to help you with the balance. Once you can touch the floor, body weight on the fingertips, then you can sit down eventually all the way to the heel and bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down. To get two knees in one line parallel to the floor, then inhale, stomach and stretch your whole spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Left hand can come up first, thumb at the breastbone. Wherever you are, wherever the limit is, breathe smoothly by the nose, and eventually right hand comes up, palms together, right in front of the chest. Toe stand, you can change hands down to the floor in front of you, push the hips up, and stand up again. You can grab the foot on the way up. Stand up in tree pose, look straight ahead, and tree pose you can change, right foot down, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up, please. Bring your heel as high as you can comfortably on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. You can hold onto the foot with the right hand and reach out in front of you with the left to help you balance. That's it, Julie. And just, that doesn't mean you have to go all the way to the floor, though. You just use the arm to help you get as far as you can go. Once both hands are on the floor, weight on the fingertips, then sit down on the heel. Walk your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. This time, left toes point to the right, left knee down and in a little bit. So two knees are not only in one line parallel to the floor, but two knees will be in one line parallel to the mirror. You can just try with the knees. Suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine up towards the ceiling. Right hand in front of the chest and left hand up, palms together one day. Toe stand, you can come up, hands to the floor in front of you. Take your time. Nice concentration. So come back up, stand up in tree pose, look straight ahead in the mirror. Tree pose change, feet together, arms down by your sides. Very nice. You can turn around, relax on your back for Savasana. Oh, that's perfect, Kevin. Thanks. I can see your mat. I don't know if it's possible, Kirsten and Julie, to angle the camera a little bit more down right now. I can just see your legs. I can't see the torso. Or if, Julie, if you need to scoot the mat back or something, that's better. Thank you so much. Sorry to have to interrupt your rest. Wonderful. Looks good, Angela. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, that's great, Kirsten. Thank you so much. Okay, so start your Savasana, please, if you didn't yet. Heels touching each other. Relax the legs and feet completely. Start with your arms pretty close to the sides, palms up, but then just let the arms relax. We're not trying to force the palms all the way up. Just open them for a moment, then let them settle and relax. You'll start to observe the body changing, class by class, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade. It's so fun to, I love meeting and interacting with every level or history of practice, you guys. It's so cool. If you're brand new to this yoga or brand new to yoga, it's so exciting to be with you as all this cool stuff happens and to hear about it. It's also cool to meet someone that's been practicing 10, 15-ish, 20 years and just meet for the first time. This happened to me Friday. We had a silent class, and one of the basketball coaches who was in town playing against our home basketball team, he's like, oh yeah, I started when I was 25. I was like, me too. And he's like, I'm 42. I'm like, well, I'm a little older than that, but we're close. So, I mean, we're kind of like yoga buddy twins that had never met. And I know they're all out there everywhere, people that started, and we just have never met until someone shows up or we find each other on the live stream. But you have something tremendous with you when you've practiced. I'm just making up that amount of time. That's 15 to 20. But any amount of time, you have something with you with a consistent practice that is visible from the outside. And it's not just, ooh, that posture looks great. It's the concentration, the attention to the breathing, the way you carry yourself physically, mentally, energy-wise is just so cool. And they're all over. We're scattered around the planet. And we always will be. It's just so cool. So thanks for being here at every level that you're at, each of you. All right, let's begin. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. Interlaced fingers, thumbs crossed. We will do one set of Winder Moving Pose. Pull the right knee towards the right armpit shoulder area there, avoiding the rib cage, but creating pressure between the right thigh and the right abdomen. Ascending aspect of the large intestine is there, and that needs our attention too. We have all these organs that do things for us, but they also need us to help them. And we help feed them, we help move them, we help press on it by doing these yoga postures. Tuck the chin, look straight down, hold it. Change again, right leg lower, down arms down, left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. Okay, Michelle will have a question after this. Tuck your chin, keeping the head on the floor. Look straight down the center line of the chest. If you can't see the chest, don't worry. Just look towards it. The left leg totally relaxed. Right foot can turn up and flex back a little bit. Pull and freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other just a little bit below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Head comes back to the floor if you needed to lift it. Look down the center line of the body if you can see between the knees. That's the right direction. Or down towards the center of the chest. Suck in your stomach. I know that it's already the thighs pressing on the abdomen, but try to push the belly button down towards the lower spine, towards the floor. And this will help with not only abdominal wall function, but the lower spine function. Change again, back to the rest. Heels touch each other, palms open. Relax and breathe. Yes, Michelle, go ahead, please. I'll repeat the question for the Zoom people. When we're doing the one-legged Winder Moving Pose. When we're pulling, should we be doing some joint compression as well? Which joint are you thinking of? Should you be doing some joint? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're pulling the right knee down. Do you mean you're getting to the limit of the pressure on the hip joint? So Okay, as long as it doesn't hurt, you can pull, yeah, you can go to the limit where you feel the hip joint stop the movement. As long as it's not like a sharp or small scrapey feeling, the inside, some people have very mobile hips and they can irritate some of the internal tissue. So if you feel, and this is not common, I just want you to know, if it just feels like I'm going till that, okay, then the hip joint stops me and there's no pain, you can go there. That's okay. I do want to understand. Let's keep talking about it, okay? All right, let's do a sit-up, everyone. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Turn around, lie down on your front side for cobra pose. We can sit and talk about, like, which part of the hip, which part of the femur might be, yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful question. Hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with outside of the shoulders there. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted, chin on the floor. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling, lift your upper body up. We'll do two sets of cobra posture. Lift the chest up, lift your chin up, push the floor down so the rib cage lifts up all the way and everything above the belly button is in the air. Elbows squeeze into the sides, elbows drop down towards the hips or reach towards the hips so the shoulders can come down. One more chin up, look up. Good, Kirsten. Slowly lower down, chin on the floor, arms down, turn your head to the right. I'm really interested in your question, Michelle. Your first question, your way of putting it is, do you push into the hip joint? Do you mean by using the hip joint? Like resist? Oh, okay. Oh, like closing the joint a little bit. Oh, I see. She's got a question about how much she should focus on the hip joint, how much on the abdomen. Let me think about that. Okay. Let's do a second set of cobra pose. Chin on the floor. Hands, palms underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Elbows stick up. Shoulders drop down. Lock both legs. Inhale, press up, please. Elbows, try to keep them in, touching the sides of the body. Elbows reach down and back towards the hips. So squeeze elbows in, and you can reach with the elbow points down and back a little bit so the tops of the shoulders drop down. Now lift the chin up, push your throat and neck up towards the ceiling, push the collarbones up, squeeze the back muscles, lift up. Change, lower down the chin. Nice, Angela, bring your arms down by your sides and turn your head to the left. Michelle, do you tend to be more joint mobile than what you would think is average? Your hips feel tight, but what? Not in that one. Okay, okay. Yeah, there's so many interesting, there's so many reasons that a hip or a joint, let's just say a joint, can be more or less mobile. There's bony structure and there's connective tissue and there's muscle. It's fun to start to learn that about yourself. Like, why is such and such joint more mobile or more tight? You can start to actually know this stuff. Turn your hands over, palms down for locust pose, salavasana. Slide your arms underneath the body until eventually the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. We will do one set of this posture. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Come up, please, to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor with your fingertips. Push the hands down, wrists down, arms down. Leg up a little more. Hold it. Change. Right leg lower down. Left leg, lock the whole leg, extending it back, and then lift it up, knees straight, toes pointed. Come up to a 45-degree angle without twisting the hips. Reach back with the toes so the whole leg extends, and then lift. Go up. More up. Everybody hold it. Change. Looks great. Left leg down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms a little, see if they'll get closer to being straight elbows. Or you can try to bring the hands underneath you more, or a little bit of both. Mouth on the towel, make sure the head does not turn. Both legs begin, please lift up, keeping the breathing smooth, even if it's a little shallow. Breathe in and out by the nose, legs up. Try a few times to get the legs up. Everybody go up. Everybody lift up. Everybody one more lift. Change again, lower the legs. Great effort. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right for this one. This concept came to me over the weekend. and I was very excited about it. And that concept is body literacy. I was thinking about reading, writing, and math, like the core foundation of what we would consider, you know, fundamental education. And I thought, oh, they left out our bodies. Not surprisingly, it's just how things are at the moment, but body literacy encompasses a lot, but one of the things it can encompass is what part of my system, what layer of tissue am I feeling something in? You can start to learn this. My 16-year-old now can say, you know, Mom, that feels more like a nerve. I did not have the vocabulary when I was 16. It just hurt or it didn't. But he's been around this for a little while, so it's cool. You can distinguish between the layers of tissue, bony stuff, muscle stuff, connective tissue stuff, nerve stuff. They are unique sensations. All right, full locus posture, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all five fingers together on each hand, legs and feet together. So you have one cobra tail. We're going to not do the second set of locus, just arms out to the sides, airplane wings. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up, please, until just the hip bones touch the floor. We will do two sets of this in a row. Lift your chin up. The front of the throat stretches up. When you inhale, reach out to the side walls with fingertips. That's it. Legs up. Go up. Exhale. Come up a little more. Now, as you lower down, please just bring the chin, hands, and feet straight down. Leave them there. Relax the leg muscles. Breathe in and out by the nose. You can just have the chin slightly forward. Try to relax for a breath or two. And now let's set up the second set. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, come up. Look straight up towards the ceiling, chest up, arms up, ribs up, go up. Abdomen up. Just think of it. I am going to lift my lower ribs and upper abdomen off the floor for five. Legs up, four. My thighs are coming up, three. Take a deep breath, two. Exhale it, come up, one. And down again. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other. I'm sure someone else has thought of it, but the body literacy thing to me is just, at this point, so fundamental as an important subject for life. Bow posture, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand, wrist straight. Knees about 6 inches apart. In other words, arms and legs are like two wheels and one base. Feet, knees, hips, shoulders, and hands all side by side. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Begin, please. Push your knees up, thighs. Think of upper thighs lifting, upper thighs kicking. You can let the shoulders roll back. Back of the shoulders, you can actually push back and up in the direction of the kick. Now look up towards the ceiling, chin up. Roll forward onto the abdomen, that's it. So your 2 feet end up over the waistband. Kick straight up, look up, knees and ribs and chin, everything up. Change, nice one, Sue. Lower down, knees and chin. Arms down next to you, you can turn your head to the right, let everything settle. Gentle neck, spine twist. Fingers relax, thumbs relax. Neck. Parts of your neck. In other words, your hands are part of your neck. Part of what what I'm calling body literacy is if something's bothering you in the hand or wrist, you can automatically ask, I wonder if something's going on in my neck. It's not 100% all the time. You could have a bruise on your wrist. That has very little to do with the neck, but a lot of times there will be pain, stiffness, or inflammation in the end of a limb that is related to something going on closer to the spine. So you can at least ask the question and see what happens when you deal with the neck by doing yoga class. Okay, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes, all five fingers together. Ideally, knees as wide as the hips, but it's okay if they open a little at first. It's normal. Go ahead, kick up and look up. Press the knees up, thighs up. That's good, Angela and Julie. Push the heels up in your case. Just think knees up off the floor, thighs up off the floor, and bend your total spine, everybody, against gravitation, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. Continuously kick up. Whether you go up a little bit or a lot or anywhere in between, maintain the effort of kicking. That's it. Roll forward for five, kick up, Four, push the wrists in towards each other. Two, push hands up towards the ceiling, kick. One, wonderful, lower down. Nice one, Kevin. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Yes, Michelle, your knee hurts when you kick. Hold the feet for me. I'm going to have Michelle. Your knee hurts the whole time or at a certain stage of kicking, Michelle? When you kick up? Okay, the moment you start to kick? Okay, try one thing. When you kick, kick closer to your hips and further from the knees. If you can try to find the muscles of kicking that are further from the knees, closer to the hips, upper thigh. Still a little bit funny. Oh, it's in the outer part. See if, is it better if you open the knees a little wider? We just have to test this. Okay, so do it, okay, she said it's a little better with the knees a little wider. So for now, do it with the knees a little wider. That these ligaments here probably just can't handle that stretch, but you can still get the spine bent. Okay. And over time, you can work on, oh, what happens if I bring them in quarter inch? Can I tolerate that and tolerate, and little by little, they can come in. Okay. You're welcome. Let's do fixed firm pose. Everyone come up to the top of the mat. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. You can separate the feet and lower the hips down. We're going to do one set of this. We'll hold it a little longer than average. Now, if you can sit on the floor between the heels, then lean back, hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. If you're not sitting down yet, just wait. You're getting plenty of benefit in the upright seated position between the heels or on the way to in between the heels. Anyway, then you can go back, elbows to the floor, one at a time. Eventually, two elbows at the same time may be able to touch the floor, but there's no rush on that. Then bring the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders, whole upper body, relax on the floor. Arms over your head, grab your elbows each other, pull the forearms into the ground and tuck the chin towards the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. If the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees in, just scoot them in a little bit towards each other. Make sure, please, though, the knees never come up off the floor. Just go to where you can hold it. Time in the posture leads to benefit in the posture. Change again. And then benefit right after the posture even more. Come back up in the middle, chest up. Turn around, relax on your back. And as you develop, you know, I mentioned the wrists and the neck. In a lot of situations, you know, people go in for some sort of treatment because they have wrist pain, and there's a very quick path to, we need to do carpal tunnel surgery on you. A lot of times, it is treatable by addressing the neck nerves, okay, going from the neck down to the fingertips. I'm not saying every single case, but a huge, what I've seen, significant number of those people could treat all to most of it, or treat enough of it that they can be functional with that body part. Maybe you can't completely reverse everything, but you can treat it on your own so it functions well and is not bothering you. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees, half tortoise posture. We'll also do one set, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs cross. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and then stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look forward a little bit, chin forward. Bring your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. The point is, it's worth a try. It's so worth a try. What can you do with the spine and the whole system? See if it will have an effect on the leg nerves, for example, or some pain at the extremity. All right, stretch forward, palms pressed together, wrists in the air. Whole rib cage expands around the sides and to the back. We're going to stay here for a couple of breaths. I want you to inhale as fully as you can while holding the stomach in and stretching forward. Exhale smoothly, and then do it again. Inhale as fully as you can. Keep stretching forward. Exhale smoothly, wrists up off of the floor. Now arms and head together, inhale, lift everything up. Back to seated position on the heels. Arms down by your sides. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. one of my favorite, it's a little bit, I don't know, is smarmy the word, sassy? If someone says they don't have time for yoga, I say, I don't have time for surgery recovery. I don't have time for being in pain. It's hard to realize that if someone doesn't know. So I don't usually say that out loud to people, but in my mind, I want to. I'm like, I don't have time to go through all that if I don't have to. I know if I have to, fine, okay. I'm not saying nobody should ever have it. Do what you need to do, but there's a lot that we can do. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, now we have camel posture, Ustrasana, turn around, stand up on the knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the butt cheeks like the back jeans pockets or a little higher. Take a deep breath in. Push your hips forward. Drop the head all the way back. Go back halfway, bending your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. You can stay here with the hands on the hips. Make sure you get a nice, smooth breathing pattern before you go further. Then right hand can come down. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down to the left heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice smooth inhale, please. As you exhale, push your hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward. Continuously push the hips forward, look back, chin back. Bring the hands up first. Inhale, push both hips straight forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. And if, for example, maybe the yoga didn't, in quotation marks, fix the thing 100%, let's say it helped at 50%, and you also got a list of 100 beneficial side effects. How about that? I have time for that. I want to make time for that. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale on the way down, head to the knees. Yes, next we have second set, always two sets of camel pose. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Hands go up a little higher if you can on the low back. Fingers point down. Inhale, begin. Push the hips forward. You can lift the chest up a little bit to start the back bend. Go ahead, please. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle. I'd rather you learn how to breathe and relax in a slightly shallower back bend. Go ahead when you're ready. Grab the heels. Then I would have you go super far back and then have to leave it. So you just adjust the depth according to the breathing, according to the moment. There's always a modification of depth every single time you practice a posture, as long as you're tuning in, trying to pay attention to how far you can go, maintaining the structure and form of the posture, maintaining normal breathing by the nose. Change again, please. Bring the hands up, push your hips straight forward, chest up, stomach in at the top. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. I understand there are pressures. You know, I bring this stuff up. It might sound a little bit like I'm in a yoga bubble. I do realize, for example, that workplaces, you get medical leave to recover from surgery, but not to come to yoga class. I get that. That's just one example of the sort of structure of things we're in, and I understand. So I'm not saying this is easy. You have to go uphill a little bit, even in that aspect of things. Hey, you can tell me you have a doctor's appointment once a week. I'll vouch for you. or tell them, you know, this is whatever. Not like I have any sort of clout. I have no initials like that. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Okay, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. You can put the hands on the feet, thumbs outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Nice deep breath. And then go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Go down front side. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Then lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel until the arms, elbows are straight. One by one, you can walk the knees towards the head, but sometimes just leave the head where it lands. Suck in your stomach. Lift the hips up. Maximum of 30% of your weight on the head. Push your hands into the feet, get a nice grip. Push the feet down into the floor. the heels squeeze in a little bit and see if the shoulders can slide up just a touch towards the ceiling. Everybody belly button in. Looks good, Angela. Change again. Lower the hips to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Outstanding. Good one. I love rabbit pose. You don't like rabbit pose? But it wasn't so bad today? That's nice. I didn't used to love it. I've actually only recently come to enjoy rabbit pose. Something's happening in it for me where I just feel pressure on the head and I'm working, but also this sense of deep relaxation I'm starting to perceive in it, and it's making me enjoy it more than I used to. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Second set, start again. Sit on the heels, grab the heels, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. It can take years for you to perceive some of the things going on in a posture. Go ahead, bring your head down. When you start out either a posture, you won't like it because it's too squished up or it's not comfortable, or you won't like it because you feel like, what's the point of this? I don't get it. I don't feel anything. Okay, but over time with repetition, you will start to learn through your body some of this stuff, all right? So a little pressure on the head's excellent sort of cranial massage, good for the sinuses, inverting the body. Suck in your stomach. You may or may not feel the stretch in the spine, okay? But it is happening, and I guarantee your posture, if you did rabbit pose before class, it would look nothing like this. You change again, please lower the hips, because you would not be warmed up in the way you are now, head up last. Turn around, relax on your back. I am not suggesting that you ever try rabbit posture before class, just to be clear. Just saying, if you compared the body's mobility and tolerance of a forward bend between now and 2 hours ago, they would be different. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knee. We will do one set only of head to knee with stretching. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out corner-wise, bend the left knee. Excuse me. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Inhale, arms overhead. Interlace grip, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just a little bit below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Then exhale, chin to the chest, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit. And let's say your forehead goes to the shin but not the knee. Try to slide the head closer in towards the stomach, higher on the leg. Then push the knee down with the forehead. Looks great. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, please. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Stretch up, turn to the left, and reach forward. Grab the foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull the toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Go down front side, forehead to the left knee. That's it. Looks great, Carolyn, with the shoulders and upper back. Roll in just enough to the right, everyone, to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Make sure the left foot is pointing straight up. I can't tell, Kevin, the tiniest bit, though. I think the left foot is turned out. Okay, just a touch. All right, push the knee down, but try to get the head in closer to the stomach. Two shoulders in one line. Good shoulders down, Kirsten. Keep them down and relaxed. Imagine the forehead going up towards your thigh. Stomach in. Great. Inhale, breathing. Nice posture. Come back up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. You can lie back as soon as the hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. You can bend the knees if needed. First two fingers plus your thumb, wrap all the way around the big toe. Get a nice strong closed grip with the thumb and two fingers. And walk your hips back a few times, right, left, to get the legs straight. Flex both feet back from the ankles and turn the pinky toes back as well. Chest up a little bit, look in the mirror, take a nice deep breath, stomach in, slowly push your knees down. Relax the face and shoulders. So keep your mind on the relaxation of those body parts while you're turning the pinky toes back and pulling on the big toe. So you have simultaneous intensity and effort in some body parts with total relaxation, ease in others. And that is a main aspect of how these postures work on certain levels, on the structural level, muscle level, connective tissue level. Now once the legs are locked, you can stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine, abdomen to the thigh, chest forward. That's it, Kevin. Turn the pinky toes back, pull your big toes, stretch the body forward, head eventually touching the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice stillness, everybody. Turn around, relax on your back. Michelle, you are working hard today. And you look so happy too. Feels so good. You mean it? Oh yeah. She's happy that she made it. She said, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. On the way down to the knees, half spine twisting posture, please. Bend your left knee in front of you. You can turn to face the side view, that's best. Left knee in front of you, cross the right foot over the left knee, heel touching the knee, two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee, push your knee back. Please try to keep this inner elbow open so the arm is rotated open, the upper arm, and then just flip the palm down. Right arm behind you, walking around on the floor until you can put it on your back, palm facing out. Look to your right, chin to the right. Sit up nice and tall, two hips on the floor. Push the right shoulder back a little bit, chin to the right. Breathing as smoothly as you can. Good twisting, Sue. Just hold it there, breathing by the nose. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. And then switch the legs, please. Right leg under. Put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Two hips on the floor, right toes pointed. Make sure you're not sitting on your heel. Inhale, breathing, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. This inside elbow sort of pit there, stays open. Upper arm stays rotated open. Then you just flip the palm down. Left arm behind you. When possible, hand on the back. But you can push the hand into the floor to help you sit up as straight as you can, and then turn your head left side, please, all the way. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae, each just in a little bit of a twist. Sit up tall on the inhale, chest up, shoulders down. Look to the left, left shoulder back, twist to the left. Slowly untwist the spine, undo the arms. Good. Relax on your back. Wonderful practice, everyone. Let's do the last sit-up, please. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right, turn around. Sit facing the mirror. If at all possible, sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. Main thing is that the spine is straight up and down. Put your hands on the thighs. Elbows locked. Shoulders down. The spine and chest stay lifted, tall, and strong. You go for a very quick sucking in of the stomach to exhale, and then a very quick release of the abdominal wall muscles. The inhale will happen automatically. The release of the abdomen actually has the effect of sucking the inhale into the body when you're in relaxation. So you don't actually try to pull air in. You just let the belly out. All right, let's begin, please. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Five, nice and strong. 4, 3, 2, 1. Take one inhale on purpose. Exhale it. Start after you have exhaled. Begin. Little stronger for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a nice deep breath. Turn around as you're exhaling. Relax on your back. Wonderful practice. Thanks for coming into the room, you guys, and being in your room. Set up your yoga space that becomes your yoga room or has become your yoga room. And you can, you know, have the yoga room anywhere. Once, you know, I couldn't, when I first started practicing, it was hot room or bust. I mean, there's no, I couldn't even get past the breathing exercise without getting distracted and doing something else. There also wasn't a teacher, right? But now I could set myself up in a space and actually practice. So that's one of the things earlier today Michelle was saying, like the benefits even, what's the most important thing as she's practiced over time has changed. And your skill level mentally changes, your ability to practice in a wider range of circumstance can change. There's nothing wrong with needing the circumstance of a teacher in a hot room. That is absolutely, it's just necessary for how the mind is and what the body needs. So all I'm saying is we're all at different phases of our abilities, and they're all welcome and they're all important. And it's just kind of cool to recognize over time. You guys, Kirsten and Julie, just starting, I haven't mentioned this yet, but if you feel like it and you just wrote like one sentence after each class you took, this is the thing I didn't do, and sometimes I think, wow, that would be amazing if I had it. As time passes over your practice, you know, one thing you felt or a question you had, or it will just have this wonderful picture in the long run of how your practice has shifted. And we know this, those of us that maybe don't have a journal like that, we have the sense of it, but to have those specifics can be really neat. So just an idea for you, if you like. Now, concentrate from start to finish, and anyone could start this at any time too, of course. From start to finish, concentrate on the breathing, complete relaxation of the abdominal wall, and then from start to finish on the exhale, just let the abdomen move freely up and down. The ribs may move a little bit, but you're not trying to do a forceful rib expanding breath, just a little sort of natural movement of your breathing. If you lose focus on the breathing, you can always start it again. And there's no problem. It's not a bad thing that you had to start it again. Just start again with a clear mind, beginner's mind, fresh start. It's a very powerful thing that you're training within yourself when you do this. Feel free to take longer. Let me know if you have any questions. And I will be very glad to see you the rest of this week. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.